24 hours in, my friends. 24 hours in. What will the new look Browns look like next year? Or maybe they won't be a new look team at all. Maybe they'll be, they're going to be a new look team. They're going to have to. They're going to have to rebuild the offense, as they said yesterday. Defensively, though, they could look the same. I don't know. Jeff,
it's similar.
As we sit here and digest what we've seen, any other thoughts yesterday? I mean, I told you my deep Podesta thought, which kind of hit me over the last 24 hours. Like, I wonder if he knew what was going on, and when the opportunity came up for him to go to Denver, he went to Denver and play, you know, being a main player for the Rockies now. Maybe that was his dream to go back to baseball too.
Maybe.
I don't know. I'm just speculating on some of that stuff.
Or maybe he's the guy who just kept saying, nope, Kevin's the guy. Kevin's the guy. Kevin's the guy. And he wasn't there anymore. So Kevin's not the guy.
So on the scapegoat scale, where do we think Kevin is on this?
He's the scapegoat.
He is the scapegoat. Yeah. I just want to hear you say it.
Yeah.
Thanks. I wrote that this morning, too, and I said the same thing. Well, I said the same thing. It's the NFL, and if you don't win, something's going to have to happen. Well, if owners can say it's my fault, it's my fault.
Right?
It's all fault. I think
so,
too.
We all understand that.
And 6 years is kind of a long run, isn't it?
But
wasn't LeBron's first run here? What did
seven?
What did the commissioner say, though?
You had 7 years. You had the way it works.
That was the worst feeling in the world.
That's what Shadur said. Hey, that's the way the league works.
He's right.
He was torn up.
He was torn up? I didn't see the emotion.
Yeah, I know.
I think you had more emotion just now than he did.
Tongue in cheek, Andy.
That was after the game on Sunday. All right, we want to hear from you today as well. 216-474-0092. Let's start off things off this morning. We're going to talk to Tony, Columbia Station. Hi, Tony. How are you?
Hello, Tony. Home of Trent Richardson back in the day.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Very good. How are you, gentlemen?
We are good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. My thoughts on the past 12 months, all the events, to me it suggests that at the end of last year, you know, Jimmy might have went to Paul and said, hey, you're out. You're going to advise Andrew on this upcoming draft. He's in control. Andrew, this is your tryout. You haven't had much control. Paul's had so much influence upon all this, and we're going to really step away from that and see what you can do. And that kind of makes sense to me in regards to them retaining Andrew and moving on from Kevin. What do you think?
Possible.
Yeah, I mean, every theory seems good right now. I'm not buying. I don't know. I think Dee Podesta was more than just a football guy for the Haslam Sports Group. I think they appreciated him and they leaned on him for more than that. I mean, obviously, Paul has done much more in his life than just baseball or football. And I mean, you know, if you were financially set off and you were trying to figure out how to go in the right direction, I think Paul's the perfect guy to have around. And I don't think that there were any issues with that. I think a lot of times we get caught up in the fact we're like, he's not a football guy, although he played college football. And we got caught up in a lot of things.
The sports thing, Andy.
Yeah, I don't know why. It was just
if you're a good sports manager, you can handle
it. I also think
we've seen it with other guys in other sports.
I mean, 6 years is a good run, especially for anything we do right now. How many times do you know folks that are...
Absolutely.
Yeah, they're flipping jobs.
Well, that's a long deal.
Yeah, and so I think it just happens. I'm looking forward to seeing how Kevin does somewhere else. I just hope it doesn't come at the expense of the Browns. But I think he'll have success somewhere where he goes somewhere else. And it's not because I think it's because he will have learned things in Cleveland. And that he won't do those things again. I do think, and I know we laugh about Coach Kevigan, and a lot of people thought he was a dud in press conferences. If I was a player, I would love him. He didn't throw anybody under the bus ever. Never. Yeah. I mean, who knows? He might have been really mad when they traded Joe, or he might have been really mad when something happened here, or something happened there, or a player did this or that.
When they brought in Deshaun.
Yeah, or when they brought in Deshaun. But he never... He never let you
never
go down
company,
that road.
Never broke company line.
No, and even when you look back at the last couple of weeks, these press conferences have been like, hey, Kevin, this might be the last time I get to ask you this question, blah, 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 blah. He was smooth as ice.
Cold as ice.
Cold as ice, but just smooth.
Smooth as silk.
But it's still kind of smooth when an ice cube flows across the table. That's smooth.
Can I give you something fun to
look
forward to?
I don't. We haven't really had a lot of fun the last 24 hours.
This could be fun.
Okay.
There are six teams currently looking for a head coach, correct?
Correct.
Let's take the Browns out of it.
Okay.
So that means there are five teams other than the Browns looking for a head coach, right?
Yes.
The Browns play four of them next year.
Are you serious?
Yes. They're home against Atlanta. They're home against Las Vegas. And they're on the road against the New York Giants, where Kevin is rumored to be a top candidate, and Tennessee, where Kevin is reportedly interviewing on Saturday.
I could see the Browns Giants.
Oh yeah, baby.
If Kevin ends up in New York, could you not?
And Brian Daboll's the new offensive coordinator here.
Okay. Or you hire somebody else here that's kind of a name.
Oh, who knows?
Could you not see them being the week one Sunday nighter?
Chances are, if Kevin gets a job, so what job is open that the Arizona Cardinal job? They don't play Arizona next year. Unless if Kevin gets a job and it's not Arizona, the Browns will play Kevin Stefanski's new team next year.
If you go by winning percentage, the Browns have the easiest schedule in football next year. If you go by opponent winning percentage.
Well, guess what? That'll help.
Let's go to Jeff, who's in Idaho. Idaho, Big Sky Conference.
How fun
Montana State, the 1AA, I'll call 1AA national champions. Hi, Jeff. How are you?
Yeah, doing well, guys. Just wanted to call in and get my perspective on how no coach, or at least qualified coach, is going to want to come with Barry as the GM. I don't think they want to be tied to Barry, given the fact that he might be on a short leash himself. And, you know, if that coach in his right mind is going to come in, he could be let go when Barry gets let go in a year or two.
It's a good point. I think a lot of people have thought of that over the last 24 hours.
If he gets let go.
If it works, then he's going to be here for a while, and you're tied to the general manager. The other part of the conversation is it's one of 32, right? And if someone's going to give you the opportunity to be a head coach, you got to take it. Where in Idaho are you, Jeff?
Outside Boise area.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. All right, don't dive onto the turf the way that fake Sports Illustrated story was telling people. Thank you, Jeff.
Well, enjoy listening to you guys. Born and raised in Cleveland, so go Cavs.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jeff.
Who do you like? Is there somebody you want for this job?
Well, if you eliminate John Gruden, because John's name hasn't been thrown out a whole lot for any of these things, I think Gruden's interesting, but I haven't seen his name out with anybody. The most successful coach who's available right now, the guy with the best track record, is Mike McCarthy. Okay. The guy with the second best track record is Kevin Stefanski.
Okay.
So if you want to make what looks like a surefire, we know this guy knows how to be a head coach and has done it successfully, Mike McCarthy's your guy. I think Brian Flores is a really interesting candidate.
Okay.
But he hasn't had the success that...
Well, the lawsuit doesn't help any. But I'm going to be honest with you.
But he's going to get hired. He's the leading candidate right now in Vegas, according to Pro Football.
Let me throw this at you. And this is the one thing. This is my Jeff Phelps one thing.
Oh, good.
So that the Browns are not scared to ruffle feathers. We saw that with Deshaun. We've seen that with Johnny Manziel. They were the team that picked Shador after everybody passed on him, four rounds plus. So why would it matter if Gruden has had problems with the league or Flores has had problems with the league? Like, to me, the Browns are the team that would be willing to step out there and give those guys an opportunity. It's if you want either one of those guys, then you should be thankful for Browns ownership, because they don't care. They don't care that they gave Deshaun Watson that contract knowing that the entire league was going to hate them for resetting the stage on quarterback contract. They didn't care. They took Johnny Manziel when other teams were looking the other way, going, you are in for a big mistake. Were the other teams right? You bet they were. But the Browns took a chance. They're not scared to do something controversial. And so if you think that Flores is controversial, or I shouldn't say you, if the league thinks that, they don't care. And that actually makes me like the front office, if you think that Flores or Gruden is the top candidate for this job and would make you happy and would make this team a winner. As Jeff shows me
my buddy
John
Jeff
Gruden's trading card.
Just sent me a text, picture of John Gruden wearing a Browns visor and a Browns shirt. I'd love to see John Gruden.
I'm good with it. There's
He'd
a couple of Ohio between. Like,
and he can coach.
I mean, are the Ravens going to make a move?
McCarthy can coach. Dan, sorry. McCarthy went to Dallas.
Dan, kill him. You hate this. You hate the thought of this conversation.
I just don't think that's the move that you want to make. If you were sitting there screaming about how Kevin Stefanski's offense wasn't modern enough, here comes Mike McCarthy.
All right, but let me throw this.
The thing I like about McCarthy is that they could probably keep Schwartz if they.
Yeah, he'll get you that. And he could drop a Super Bowl ring on the table if that's what
maybe.
You like.
Yeah, well, he could maybe
work for LeBron.
Remember, they hired Doc Rivers in Milwaukee for the Bucks.
That's true.
Longtime veteran coach who had one title.
It's fair.
Also, one team has Giannis and the other one doesn't have a Giannis equivalent at quarterback.
Yes, we do. We have Shador.
Right.
here's the thought, though. If they don't hire Mike McCarthy, if they don't hire John Gruden, then what are you hiring? You're hiring a coach, keeping your fingers crossed, that he'll be better his second time around as a head coach.
Well, isn't Jim...
Hold on.
Okay.
That includes Jim Schwartz.
Yeah.
Or Robert Saleh, or Brian Flores, or any of these other guys who have been out there and canned after one go-round as a head coach. You're hoping that they're better. Jim Schwartz had a really nice season in Detroit, but he was there for five. Doesn't mean he couldn't be phenomenal here. He could be. But you're keeping your fingers crossed that somebody you hire who's already had head coaching experience is better the second time around, Matt Nagy.
Sure.
Somebody like that. Or that you get lucky and nail the coordinator du jour or the assistant coach du jour, and he becomes the next big thing. You trust this search committee to find that guy, Andy?
I would like to know. I know the question was asked yesterday. Who is on the search committee?
Andrew Berry.
Does it? I mean, he's the
ownership.
Jimmy D, JW, and Andrew.
Well, apparently they've had Tom Telesco, the former GM of the Chargers.
Oh, yeah.
And Raiders for a year, John Carroll grad.
Yep.
And Chris Greer, GM of the Dolphins. There have been reports that the Browns have been chatting with them for a
that's true. Little that's bit the last of time. Couple weeks.
Maybe they bring them in as a consultant in the coaching search. But if you're,
as Jimmy
if
said
you're Andrew
yesterday,
Berry, you
they
want
know
an unemployed
they're...
GM helping you out? Think about that. Hi, you do the same thing I do. Gosh, thanks for your input. Glad you have Jimmy's ear.
How you feel about that lamp in the corner of your office over there? Yeah, I don't like it.
Can keep that. Can we repaint this office now for you, Andrew? Because my wife likes yellow.
That's the wrong color in that building. You can't do that. You can do orange. You can do brown. White. That's about it. You can put a stripe through the middle of your room,
beige,
too, if you want to. You could do beige. But if you're redoing that, you're not using yellow. I can guarantee you that. All right, so we're kind of diving into this again 24 hours later. What do you think of the move, you know, to fire Kevin and to keep Andrew? And the next question is who do you want? Is there somebody that stands out that would be good as the next head coach? I still haven't really made my case here. I know who if it was up to me today, I know exactly who I would hire. And it's to me, it's a no-brainer if it was today. If it was today. But they shouldn't be in a hurry to be hiring somebody today. They should do some due diligence.
Unless he wants to go somewhere else and be a defensive coordinator.
All right, well, we'll talk about that. We'll see if the Schwartz is with us. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.